bringing Rory O'Neill on a couple other trends that are heading in a positive direction, at least reopening. Got a couple of nice headlines on this front this morning, right?
Yeah, a little good news on a Friday morning. Why not? It's the opening day or reopening day for Disneyland out in California. Plus, what now looks like New York City is on track to fully reopen July 1st, and cruise ships could start sailing with passengers again by July 15th.
Those are all positive stories, and of course, I think there's almost the ripple effect, if you will. People start seeing this and do feel more positive.
Right, and you know, all the travel experts will tell you there is massive pent-up demand. People are eager to get out there. And actually, this may be a pretty good time to do it because there's not much, if any, international travel. So some of these attractions we'll have all to ourselves. But don't make that Disneyland trip just yet. Right now, there are strict limits on who can go. Only California residents are allowed for now, and limited capacity, too. But, you know, they'll slowly start expanding things as they move forward. But check out those cruise line sites if you're interested in sailing this summer. They're going to start bookings very soon. They may not hold them, but you may want to start clicking around and exploring a possible cruise this summer.
New York City, a record 6.3 million vaccinations, 8.3 million in the population, and the mayor there, de Blasio, looking at July 1st, is saying, y'all come, right? They're ready for tourism again.
Yeah, and that means, you know, bring back Broadway and all the shows and every attraction to bring back those busloads of tourists. You know, the governor of the state said that as of Monday, people will finally be allowed to sit at bars. And on a statewide level, the governor lifting that midnight curfew on food and beverage service for outdoor areas by the end of May. So New York will be back to, well, as much as normal as New York can be by the first week of July.
Rory O'Neill on it this morning. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, thanks.
Meanwhile, India is a hot spot. A lot of countries, including us, the U.S., trying to send some aid. Let's bring in Tom Rivers on that this morning. Tom?
Yeah, they're taking a real hit, Bill. Last 8 days, it's been over about 350,000 people per day. Two cases. And with those kind of numbers, yes, sadly, we have high death toll numbers as well. Last 24 hours, at least 3,645 people known to have died. And, of course, the real number, probably a lot higher. Big problem is getting medical oxygen to people that need it right here, right now. A lot of countries chipping in with oxygen units, also containers for oxygen. The real bottleneck, though, appears to be shipping and storage of cylinders. That is the real problem in the huge country with 1.4 billion people.
India, a country with, I mean, hundreds of languages and different cultures within that country as well. Communicating is a challenge. I know our country's sending more vaccine, other countries trying to do it as well, but you're right, logistics is a real challenge there.
It is very much so. In fact, I guess there's more oxygen production units on the eastern part of the country. So what are you going to do in the west? It's hard to transport it. You got to do it on ground and not in the air. So some of the countries, Germany, the UK, the U.S., are providing things like cylinders, regulators. Some are providing oxygen plants, units that can produce medical-grade oxygen. Apparently, they make a lot of oxygen there for industrial use. You have to really convert it and say, look, for the time being, we got to convert this for use in hospitals. So, yeah, it is a real race against time.
Hey, Tom, while I got you, what's life like in London now?
Well, slowly getting better. We're getting most of the adults now here, over two-thirds have had one shot. I think about 25% have had two shots here. And we're hitting another milestone next month on more lifting of lockdown restrictions. Fingers crossed, if all goes according to plan, the last of those restrictions will be taken off on the 21st of June. So we get back to as close to normal as possible. This has been a long, long lockdown. Nobody and their mother likes being locked down like this. So fingers crossed, a couple more months we can get back to hitting pubs and going to see soccer games and doing everything else.
All right, Tom Rivers, London this morning. Stay safe, pal. Thanks much.
Take care.